Things，
早安，
早
大
安。
家好。
I'm trying to page down here. Today's message is on contend for the faith or testify. Contend for the faith, testify.
今天我们要证道的主题是为真道争辩。也就是做见证。
Years ago,
很多年前
I was in Chicago Airport,
我在芝加哥的飞机场
waiting to board a plane,
要等着上飞机。
And I saw a lady waiting,
我看到一位女士
And she had on her bag,
她带着一个皮包。
A number of prayers.
他的包包上面有很多经文，祷告，很多祷告。
She had them attached to her bag.
他把这些祷告贴在他的背包上。
I saw that some of the prayers that she had attached were well worn.
我看到那个他贴在那些贴上在皮包上面那些经文，有的已经很褪色了。
She was very religious.
感觉上他非常的虔诚。
I talked to her about her messages that she had prayers to read.
我跟他谈到他。要祷告的经文。
She said she reads them every day.
她说她每天都读。
This woman,
这个女人,
I gave her one of my tracts.
Your tracts?
My scriptures.
我就给她看我一段经文。
I said, yours look kind of worn out. Would you be interested in some more scriptures?
Brother Peters 跟他说，你的经文看起来有点破旧了，你要不要有一点新的经文？
So she gladly took a gospel message to read.
他很高兴的接受了我给他的一个福音经文。
She told me that she would be reading it also.
她跟我说她也会读。
It's one short way or method of testifying.
这是一个另一个方法可以向人做见证。
Today's message, I want to talk about testifying.
今天我的正道，我想要跟大家分享的就是做见证。
In Jude chapter, Jude only has one chapter.
在犹大书只有一章。
In Jude verse 3,
犹大书第三节。
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们。
It was needful for me to write unto you.
论到我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们。
And exhort you.
Go ahead.
That you should earnestly contend for the faith.
你要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩
，which was once delivered unto the saints。
对，这个这是曾经一次交付圣徒的真道。
So here we should contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints。
这边讲到说，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
But he also mentioned common salvation.
他也讲到,
common salvation.
他也在这边也提到救恩。
Let's look at the salvation verses. There's a few verses.
我们来看一些有关救恩的经文。
Man sins, but the gift of God.
人的罪,但神的恩。
For the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
So man's wages is death.
所以人的罪的工价就是死。
For our sin. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。这是神的恩赐。
So from this verse, we learn that the gift of God is eternal life.
从这个经文里面，我们学到就是说， 这个永生是神的恩赐。
Also in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
在以弗所书第二章第八节里,
For by grace are ye saved through faith.
你们得救是本乎恩,
and not that of yourselves, it is a gift of God.
也因着信, 这并不是出于自己, 乃是神所赐的。
This salvation is a free gift.
这个救恩是一个免费的礼物。
The gift of God, we learned, is eternal life.
我们知道这个免费的礼物从神来的是永生。
Those are two verses on salvation.
这是有关于救恩的两段经文。
There's another portion of scripture in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4.
在另外有一处的圣经记载在加拉太书第四章第四节。
This is easy to remember.
这个很容易记住。
There are four gospels.
这里有四段福音。
So in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4.
在加拉太书第四章第四节。
In Galatians it says, But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son.
加拉太书第四章第四节, 极至时候满足, 神就差遣他的儿子。
Made of a woman.
为女子所生。
Made under the law.
且身在律法以下,
to redeem them that were under the law.
要把律法以下的人赎出来,
that we might receive the adoption of sons.
叫我们得着儿子的名分。
And because you are sons,
你们既为儿子,
God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
神就差他的儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son.
可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。And
if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
So there is the gospel in four verses.
这边就是这个救恩的四段经文。
So we should have verses like this to share.
我们应该有这样的经文来跟别人分享。
Also, some more verses We have redemption through his blood.
再多几段经文，这边讲到我们有他的血来蒙救赎。
In Colossians chapter 4, verse 1.
在哥罗西书1章14节,
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
我们在爱子里借着他的血得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
And because of this salvation that we have,
因为我们有这样的救赎,
this salvation is the greatest thing in our own lives.
这个救恩是我们生命中最大的一件事。
The message of the gospel
救恩的信息
is the greatest message to the entire world.
是对世界最大的信息。
Shouldn't it be shared?
必须要与人分享。
In Psalm chapter 107, verse 2, it says,
在诗篇107篇第二节是这么说的,
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
愿耶和华的属民说这话,
Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
就是他从敌人手中所救赎的。
So let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
所以让神的属民要这样说。
That means testify.
也就是说做见证。
That means share your faith.
也就是将你的信心与人分享。
We have the Bible.
我们有圣经。
And years ago, Frank Logston said,
很多年以前，一位叫Frank Logston说的话,
He said, the Bible is the only book
他说圣经是唯一的一本书,
The Bible is the only book where when it's read and when it's studied, where the author is present right there with you.
圣经是唯一的一本书，当你来读或是你来研究它的时候，作者就在你的面前。So
God is right there with you, the author, when you read and study God's word.
所以当你来研读神的话的时候，神他本人就在你的面前。When
you testify, when you share the scriptures,
当你向人来分享圣经的经文的时候,
When you tell the story, God is right there with you telling the story.
所以当你与人分享圣经故事的时候, 神就在那里与你一起向人分享故事。
There are some examples in Scripture where people testified.
在圣经里面有一些人向人传福音的例子。
Andrew told Peter,
安德烈告诉彼得,
where it says in John chapter 1, verse 40,
在约翰福音第一章第40节说,
One of the two which heard John speak, that's John the Baptist,
听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，这个约翰是指施洗约翰。
And followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
Verse 41, He first findeth his own brother Simon.
他先找着自己的哥哥西门。
And saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ.
对他说,我们遇见弥赛亚了,弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
So that is a testimony of Christ.
这就是基督的一个见证。
We also find a testimony with Philip. Philip findeth Nathanael.
我们在这里另外看到一个做见证，就是腓力找着拿但业。
In 1 John chapter 1, in John chapter 1, verse 43,
约翰福音第一章四十三节。
The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee.
又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去。
And he findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me.
遇见了腓力，就对他说，来跟从我。
Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
这腓力是伯赛大人，是和安德烈跟彼得同城的人。
Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him,
腓力找着了拿但业，对他说，
We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
These are examples of testifying that we find in Scripture.
这就是两个向人做见证啊，我们在圣经里面找到的例子。
Now we know Jesus himself was at the well in Samaria.
当主耶稣在撒玛利亚的时候，他在一个井旁向一个女人做见证。
Jesus talked to the woman at the well. We know the story, John chapter 4.
耶稣向井旁的女人谈话的过程，我们知道是记载在约翰福音第四章。
This woman, after she met Jesus,
这个女人在她见了耶稣之后，
It says in John chapter 4, verse 28,
在这儿，约翰福音第四章二十八节这样记载。
The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the men.
那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说。
Come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?
你们来看。有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
And they went out of the city and came unto him.
众人就出城往耶稣那里去。
So here is a woman who just met the Lord, who just turned her life over to Christ.
在这里有一个女人，她刚刚遇见了耶稣，而且她把她的生命交给耶稣。
And just within the hour, she was testifying about the Lord.
立刻，她就去向人做见证。
Notice how sweet she is. Notice how sweet, how loving.
在这儿我们可以看到这个女人是何等的甜美，何等的可爱。
She reasoned with them in a loving and a caring way.
她跟这些人用非常慈爱的方式来跟他们辩论。
She gave them an invitation. She gave them an invitation.
她向她所谈话的这些人要出请求。
She said, come and see a man.
他们说，这个妇人说，你们来看，这里有一个人。
And then she reasoned with them, is not this the Christ?
并且她跟他们讲道理说，难道这不，莫非这个人就是基督吗？
That's a good way to testify.
这是一个传福音很好的方法。
That's a good way to share.
这是一个很好与人分享的方法。
Come and see.
你来看。
Isn't this the Christ? Isn't this the Word of God?
这个不是基督吗？这不是神的话吗？
Isn't this God's Word?
这个难道不是神的话吗？
Isn't this God's message to us? God's message to us?
难道这不就是神要向我们所传讲的信息吗？
Come and see.
你们来看。
Come to a Bible study.
来参加一个查经会。
Come to church.
来教会。
Let's talk about Jesus.
我们来讨论，我们来谈谈耶稣。
So, this woman had results within the hour. She had results.
就在一个小时短时间之内，她的传福音马上就有了果效。
John chapter 4 verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him.
约翰福音第四章三十九节说，那城里有好些撒玛利亚人就信了耶稣。
For the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that I ever did.
因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
They believe the woman.
这些人相信这个妇人所说的。
They believe what she said.
他们相信她说的话。
She told it in a loving way.
因为她用一个有爱的方式向他们传说。
She invited people, come and see.
她邀请他们来看耶稣。
So in verse 40, so when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days.
于是撒玛利亚人就来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了两天。
And many more believed because of his own word.
因为耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
Some of the people believe the woman.
有的人是相信这个妇人。
Some of them took the invitation and came and see, the come and see.
有些人是因为接受了妇人的邀请自己来看。
And when they came and saw,
当他们来看，来的时候他们看到。
So they believed.
他们看到耶稣，他们就信了。
Now, you think, well, maybe I need to be a preacher.
也许你会自己说，我应该是个传道人。
Maybe I need to be one of the apostles, one of the disciples following Jesus.
也许你认为我必须是一个跟随耶稣的门徒之一。
But here's a man who was delivered by Jesus, a man in the tombs.
这边有一个在坟墓里面被耶稣解救的人。
After this man was delivered,
这个人在坟墓里面被解救，他是被鬼附的。
In Luke chapter 8, verse 38,
在路加福音第八章三十八节。
Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him, that he might be with him.
鬼所离开的那人恳求和耶稣同去。
But Jesus sent him away, saying,
但是耶稣却打发他回去说,
Return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done for thee.
你回家去传说神为你做了何等大的事。
So this man didn't go with the disciples.
这个人他并没有去跟随那些门徒。
This man didn't go all around the countryside follow with Jesus.
他没有到处去跟随耶稣。
This man, Jesus told, return to thine own house.
耶稣告诉这个人要他自己回到他自己的家去。
And what was he to do? He was to show how great things God hath done for thee.
主耶稣要他去做什么事情呢? 主耶稣要他去传扬神为他做了何等大的事。
This is a little different calling than the disciples or the apostles' calling.
耶稣对这个人的呼召不同于他对他门徒的呼召。
This is a calling that some of us, we're not a pastor or a teacher.
这个呼召是对着我们当中不是牧师或是传道人的一个呼召。
But we can go to our own house and testify of what great things God hath done.
我们也可以在我们自己的家里向人传说神做了何等大的事。
Now you want to know the rest of the story?
你们想要知道剩下这个故事吗?
In this land where when the man was delivered.
在这个城里面,这个人被鬼附的人被拯救的这个地方。
The people there in the land, they asked Jesus to leave. They asked Jesus to leave.
这个地方,这个鬼被解救的这个城里面,这些人居然要求耶稣离开他们。
And Jesus left.
所以耶稣就离开了。
But Jesus told this man, return to thine own house and show great things that God hath done for thee.
但是耶稣却告诉这个被鬼附的人说,你回家去。 跟大家说神为你做了何等大的事。
Now later on, Jesus returned back to that place.
后来耶稣又回到那个城里。
And when Jesus returned to that place, the people wanted to hear. They welcomed Jesus.
当耶稣再次回去那个地方的时候, 那些人非常欢迎耶稣, 他们想要再听耶稣说话。
And I'm convinced it's because of this man who returned to his own house and testified.
我相信是因为这个人回到家里面以后向他的家人做见证。
So we too can return to our own house and our own city and testify.
所以我们也可以同样的回到我们的自己的家。 还有我们自己的城市里面向人传福音。So
life's lesson is that we should live for God, just like some of the songs and you had in the service earlier, living for Jesus.
所以最后一段我们要讲的就是在我们的生活中。 向人做见证，就好像今天我们早一点的时候，王俊带我们唱的诗歌一样。
In Ecclesiastes, there's some verses in chapter 9 on living.
在传道书里面，有一些经文是讲到有关生活的。
The verses are very practical.
经文是非常实际有用的。
I like verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8.
我也喜欢传道书第9章第8节。
That verse says, let thy garments be white, be always white.
经文说,你的衣服当时常洁白。
And let thy head lack no ointment.
你头上也不要缺少膏油。
When it says, let thy garments be white, that speaks of holy living.
当这边说到, 你的衣服要洁白，是讲到我们要过圣洁的生活。
That speaks of a righteous life in Christ.
就是在基督里面行义。
Let thy garments always be white.
让你的衣服时常洁白。
Now the last part of the verse, let thy head lack no ointment.
第二段的话说，你头上也不要缺少膏油。
What would that mean?
那什么意思呢？
That means, and that speaks of the anointing of God.
这讲到啊，神浇灌膏油。
Let thy head lack no ointment.
让你的头上不要缺少膏油。
Let God's anointing work in your life.
让神的膏油能够活在你的生活当中。
Let God's blessing work in your life.
让神的祝福可以活在你的生活当中。
So, we have a holy living. Let thy garments always be white.
我们有一个圣洁的生活，你的衣服要时常洁白。
And we have the anointing of God and the blessing of God on our life.
我们有神的圣膏油在我们生活里，也就是我们的生活被神祝福。
It goes back to where Frank Logsdon said, when this book is read and studied,
这就回到刚刚我举的例子， Frank Logsdon 讲的话，
that the author is present right with you.
当我们来读圣经的时候，圣经的作者就与我们在一起读。
And when you testify, when you share the scriptures,
当你向人做见证，当你与别人分享经文的时候，
The author of the Bible, God in heaven,
圣经的作者，我们天上的父，
is present with you when you testify.
当你在做见证的时候，我们的天父就与你在一起。
So here, let's come back to the book of Jude, where it says he was speaking of the common salvation.
我们回来读这个犹大书，这边讲到的就是一般的救恩。
And that you should contend, earnestly contend for the faith.
你必须要竭力的为真道争辩。
In verse 20, it says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves in the most holy faith.
犹大书第二十节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
在圣灵里祷告。
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
保守自己藏在神的爱中。
Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永生。
Those are verses for life.
这是我们一生要使用的经文。
How do we keep ourselves in the love of God?
我们如何让自己常常保守在神的爱中呢？
We look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
就是靠我们来仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
So, we all have a task we can all do.
我们每个人都必须要做一件事。
We contend for the faith.
我们为真道争辩。
We testify of the truth.
我们向人做见证有关真理。
And testifying is a way to contend for the faith.
做见证是为真道争辩的一个方法。
So let us all go out and share the love of Jesus.
让我们都能够出去向人传说耶稣基督的爱。
We have the most important event in history.
我们在过去的历史里面有一件很重要的事情。
We have the most important story and account in all of history.
有一件很重要的故事在历史里面。
We have the gospel.
那就是福音。
The gospel should be shared.
福音一定要与人分享。
May God help each of us, me too, in sharing our faith.
愿神帮助我们，包括我们自己，能够向人分享福音。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We desire to share our faith.
我们有向人传福音的欲望。
We desire to be pleasing in your sight.
我们想要蒙你的，在你的身旁蒙你的喜悦。
We desire that others would know you, Jesus.
我们也需要想愿别人也来认识你。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们主啊。
To share your scriptures.
能够向人分享你的经文。
To share your impact in our life.
让向人分享你在我们生活中的影响。
Just like the woman at the well.
就像在井旁的那位女人。
Come and see.
来看。
Come and see a man that showed me whatever I did.
来看这个男人将我毕生所做的都说出来。
Is not this the Christ?
这位难道不是基督吗？
Help us, Lord, to tell that message.
主耶稣帮忙我们能够向人传讲这样的故事。
And help us, Lord, to have good results for your glory.
也帮助我们，当我们向人传讲福音之后，能够有好的结果。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
我们这样祈求，我们这样祈求是奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。